to the matters at hand.
Yeah, I could pass as British.
Yeah, it's time for the posts. Hey, it's the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications through the week via all the texts, the tweets, the DMs, Facebooks, emails, prison letters, actual correspondent from actual home viewers just like you, and those that pay way close attention to the show. No jail mail yet again. This time, no Hank FM newsletter. I did get sent by various sources and people the Fort Worth Star-Telegram article that's running today that says why downtown Fort Worth has started getting busier again.
Oh.
Boy, that is news. And most of them were accompanied by emojis and other such things about commenting on the story. But we did get this one during the 4th of July holiday. Did you get this one about the break room downstairs?
Is this about the coffee?
This is about the one.
Oh.
From HR. Do you have this or do I?
I don't know.
Some of you may notice by now.
Oh.
We have new coffee machines on the third floor. I didn't know that. And in the basement, with these new machines, comes one important new rule. Please eject your used pods after brewing.
Yeah, the other one, it just popped and it went into Never Never Land.
That's kind of neat. I always wondered where it went, but that's probably why it broke.
We'll never know, ever.
Yeah. There's evidently also a new digital water dispenser.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's AI-infused.
My, what nice jorts you have on.
So there you go.
No more spraining or straining your fingers.
If we can only get that poor cowgirl out of the closet that's trapped in one.
Yeah.
We'll get on that.
Yeah. Mm. I hope she's going to be okay.
Probably.
Jamie chiming in on the Facebook lines. I don't know what this is. It came in after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And it said just simply, Big Kev, a.k.a. Big Stank, or Sexy Rexy. I mean, is he thinking of new monikers? Alternative aliases? Jamie? Are we okay?
Maybe it's fashionable.
Rock on,
Jamie. Somebody's living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
Dave said, for what it's worth, Ken, I was the fat kid dominating the first chair tuba for years. I guess talking about my viola experience back in the day.
I don't think he was in the symphonic band.
Yeah. Did he play the Irish flute? That's the question.
No. Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Oh, well.
Dang it.
I know. That's okay.
Jeffrey chiming in.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I would love to purchase a Hang t-shirt, H-A-N-G.
Yeah, we got them.
We live in Alabama.
They are.
It's all my wife and I listen to.
Oh, very nice.
In the car, at home on Alexa, or like this past week at the beach in Panama City, Florida on Bluetooth. By the way,
beautiful.
I did this voice to text, so it doesn't understand my southern accent. By the way, I did actually find the link.
Yeah.
I said promotion sent it to me. So it's HTTPS.
Well, that's
colon,
not going
to... Forward, LKCMmedia.radioswagshop.com /product-category/brand 92.1
I've been there.
Hank FM.
I've been
there. Uh-huh.
What nice jorts you have on.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is working for you.
It's almost like we should just put it on the Hank site.
Terry did ask, did anyone from upstairs ever get onto you guys for having lit sparklers in the studio last
Terry.
Week? No, but that poor girl that's trapped in the fashion closet. Golly.
Micah requesting a visit to Decatur.
Hi.
Yeah, he says, I live up here.
Let's do it.
And I miss you guys. And then someone in charge got on. Apparently, they answer these things from time to time. It says, we're going to try and get a hometown handshake tour right on the docket.
I like this.
Decatur, we're coming for you.
Okay, and then I had everything prepared to call if you were with us. Where did this start yesterday? With Will It Flow, didn't it? Because we had the Sloppy Joe mix.
Yeah, which is the same ingredients.
Okay, yeah.
And so I said, I think it's going to have the same effect.
You're saying it's basically barbecue sauce.
It's kind of barbecue.
And then Boyd and Clifton volleyed and had very... And then you had support, and then Boyd had some support, and it got, it was fascinating to watch. just here in studio on the text line back and forth. There were screenshots taken.
Oh, yeah.
As evidence.
There was recipes.
I think we have.
There was evidence.
Is this?
This is Boyd.
Hi, Boyd.
What's going on today?
Thank you. Thank you. Boyd, that means Boyd called us before we got a hold of him. So
that's right. That's right. Y'all are hard to get a hold of.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, yeah, we have a cowgirl locked in a closet. We've got lights out in here. It's a problem.
But
first and foremost, Boyd, I'm assuming by calling first, you have extended an olive branch.
I have. Heather is just crazy about barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know, it sounds like
it's an interesting takeaway.
Olive.
But that's a takeaway.
That does sound.
Okay.
I heard Heather sounds crazy. Okay.
Well, okay. Well,
we all know this.
We do have tape, and we can run it back.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I do love some barbecue sauce.
See.
I do love to cook.
This is getting better.
It has the same ingredients as the man.
Which
I just pointed out.
Some of the same ingredients in cake mix. It's in flour mix.
I think this is
to make bread.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is getting a little off track. Boyd, do we still have you though?
Yes, I'm here.
We still not on the line. Do we still have you as a friend, as a Hank fan?
Oh yes, for sure.
Okay. So it's all right.
I tell you what I'm gonna do, Boyd. We love you so much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a free ice cream. And I'm gonna have Aaron Wild deliver it today.
How about that?
Just head on out to the Brahms in Mineral Wells. From 4 to 6 p.m., you tell him this one is on Heatherly.
Uh-huh.
And Boyd, how about a free trip
to sunny Acapulco?
Well, that sounds, both of those are just awesome.
I would go to Mineral Wells first.
Do they have manliness?
Oh, Boyd, you bless you. There it is. Okay. It was. It got heated, but look at that.
I know.
I think all's well that just ends.
That's right. You see that? I just let it go, Boyd. I took your instructions.
Just let it go. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not going to happen, but yes. You're awesome, boy. Bless you. That's the mailbag.
Woo! Let's go. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Friday morning fake news next. Even though we got really real just right there. Thanks for being a part of it.
Remember,